Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
9:08, time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. A couple viral videos going around. The internet's favorite food and beverage container right now is the Lowe's Mini Bucket. Now, if you haven't seen them, think blue utility bucket with a handle, only smaller. Mm-hmm. Here's the owner of a place called the Root Beer Stand in Dayton, Ohio, and they fill the mini bucket with delicious dessert treats.
I've owned this place for 17 years. We are running a September special of our dirt buckets again. They are a twist on the classic dirt pudding that we all grew up with. It comes with Oreos, gummy worms, and a shovel spoon.
Interesting. I like it.
You know, I always used to get mad back in the day when I would get like an order of dirt. I would get mad because I'd be like, who wants these gummy worms? I just want the dirt.
You didn't like the gummy?
No, they were like in the way. They ruined it. I like gummy worms, but like I want the dirt. Like I ordered the dirt, you know, and it was like, why do they like saturate it with gummy worms? That's like getting like a lobster roll and putting all the... It. Yeah, just like the lobster roll, you put all the parsley in there.
Worms are in the dirt.
Why? Yeah, but I don't want the worms. I want more of the Oreo. Anyway, but yes, I have not seen the mini Lowe's buckets, but apparently they're a thing. Is finding a good partner like finding a lamp? Here's a woman on social media talking about that theory, which originates from a British journalist.
Finding a good partner is like finding a good lamp. When you're furnishing your first apartment, you don't really have that many standards for the lamp besides provides light and doesn't cost too much. You'll probably buy the first one you see. Fast forward though, if you spend 10 years curating an aesthetic, building your house, now it really does matter what the lamp looks like. There's a lot more in your life and in your home that can clash with it. You might really have trouble just taking one off the shelf, and that's what it's like to date as you get older. You're trying to find someone more successful than yourself, which just gets harder the higher and higher up you go.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
That video, of course, going viral on TikTok. A substitute teacher in Vermont facing charges for bringing cocaine to school. Here's a police chief talking about the charges.
We have cited her for possession of cocaine and reckless endangerment based on the fact that she was under the influence. Well, she was in control of the students in her classroom.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Oh, no.
This past weekend, we talked a little bit about it earlier. There was an ultra runner race in Denver called the Taco Bell 50K. Which is 31 miles. That's a long race, right?
Yes.
But it includes mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bells where you got to like order and you got to eat. You consume Taco Bell.
All right.
Here's a couple of the runners documenting their journey.
We're in Denver. We're at the Taco Bell 50K. And we're going. Fall down. Only 30 to go. We're at the second Taco Bell. It's 2 miles in. We're eating cinnamon twists. Mile 10. Cheesy Rolla. Top 6, you have to eat a burrito grande. Mile 20. And we're at the next Taco Bell. Cheesy Rolla that has been in my belt for the past 5 miles. Mile 30. Last Taco Bell.
Wow, makes it a lot funner. Cheers. Running 31 miles, right? Does your state have the most gold diggers?
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
A company looked into which states have the most gold diggers who try to marry into wealth. Florida and Nevada have the most. Vermont and Nebraska have the least. Oh. No word on Maryland and Delaware, okay. So don't know about that. Whatever happened to olive loaf?
Yeah, it was olive loaf.
Oh, olive loaf. I hope that won't work.
How's the olive loaf?
You know what I like?
Olive loaf.
No!
Yeah, people were asking whatever happened to olive loaf, the nostalgic 1970s deli meat. Apparently, the high sodium and highly processed meat lost popularity when people became more health conscious in the 80s and 90s. Mm. So, do you remember olive loaf?
I do.
Really?
I do.
I don't know if I remember olive loaf. I mean, I'm not as old as you, so.
I know. Thanks for rubbing it in. I know.
I'm kidding. I mean, I'm not, but I mean, you know.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing it up.
A man in Colorado was stunned when he was charged nearly $20,000 at a Denver International Airport parking garage. 20 grand.
No.
Yeah. He spent 27 minutes in the garage, which means the fee should have been $7. Here's Jim Boyd talking about the experience.
After dropping off my wife, went through the parking gates as usual. This was the ticket that I got. It shows I entered the West Garage. I arrived at 1:34 p.m. on October the 2nd, 2025. As the gate was opening, I heard the Chase Bank notification that $19,824 had been charged to Denver parking. Something alerted the system to the fact that I had arrived on June the 6th, and they were charging me for that entire time.
Yeah, make sure you look at your parking ticket, especially when you go to the airport, guys.
I want to know how you get charged that, and like the charge goes through.
Well, I mean, they can fix it up at the gate.
I know that, but he got a lot of money up in there.
Crazy.
It was approved.
During his Saturday Night Live monologue, Bad Bunny addressed the backlash to his Super Bowl halftime gig.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, with a supercut of Fox News hosts.
You might not know these, but I'm doing the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm very happy. I'm very happy, and I think everyone is happy about it. Even Fox News.
Bad Bunny is my favorite
musician,
and he should be the next
president.
All right, so there you go. So that was the thing. But then also, I just wanted to address this real quick about Bad Bunny. What? He also made a comment on Saturday Night Live. And he said something about it. Some people were complaining that, you know, most of my songs are in Spanish. He said, and then he, you know, talked, he said something in Spanish on the show. And he said, for those who don't understand, you have 4 months to learn it.
Good.
Okay. So he said 4 months. He said that after he said something in Spanish.
Okay.
So he's like, if you didn't understand what I said, you got 4 months. You know, and
yeah, that's funny.
But people took that quote, you have 4 months to learn Spanish or something like that, and just
went off with it, and oh gosh,
that's so divisive, and I can't believe he would say that. And this is why you shouldn't be performing, and all this dumb mess.
Supposed to be funny, guys.
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live. It's a joke. He wasn't like saying it like mean or mad or like, you know, like vindictive or divisive. Like, he wasn't saying it wasn't like that.
Yeah,
he was on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Like making a joke, being funny. And
it turned into
something. It turned into like he released that quote to everybody. Like that's what people were sharing it as. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is getting way too deep. Y'all just need to chill. And by the way, Puerto Rico is America. Just yes. I just want to let everybody know.
Yeah.
Because I know you know you have a hard time. Just want to let everybody know that Puerto Rico is in America. Okay? Let's see, some good news. A dog in Canada just made it into the Animal Hall of Fame for fighting off a grizzly bear and saving its owner's life. 7-year-old Craig Campbell hiking with his 10-year-old Doberman named Knight last year when they crossed paths with a mama bear and two cubs. Knight fought it off enough for Craig to grab the can of bear spray that he had with him. Here's Campbell talking about the attack.
I said to myself, I'm about to die. She came racing out of the bush at full speed. Everything was silent, really, except for the huffing of the bear, which was so loud, giving me time to get my bear spray out. Mm. At which point I said to myself over and over, I'm going to live. I'm going to live. I'm going to live. The best dog is the dog you have in front of you.
Wow. So there you go. Thank God for the dog, right? And we talked a lot about this all morning long, but former quarterback Mark Sanchez facing charges after he attacked the 69-year-old man in Indianapolis. The victim actually stabbed Sanchez a few times because he feared for his life. Sanchez went to a nearby bar for help. So he didn't come out of the bar. He went to the bar for help, I guess. Okay. But he was intoxicated. So, again, details are still coming out. But here goes the bartender who brought him in.
As I was closing, somebody was banging on the window, saw that the person needed help, and had blood on him. He said that he had been shot, brought him inside, laid him down, called 911, put towels over injuries that he had. I was trying to talk to him a little bit. It was a little bit trying to get his name. Couldn't really understand what he was saying. I didn't recognize him.
Wow.
So he thought he was shot.
He was told.
Wow.
And he said he didn't recognize him, and he said he couldn't understand what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
The initial police call thought that they were responding to a shooting, so Sanchez may have thought he was shot. The other man has a nasty open wound across his cheek. So, man, oh man.